This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
You ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste is.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com.
WebRadio.com.
I want you to breathe me. Let me be your air. Let me roam your body freely. No inhibition, no fear. How deep is your love? Is it like the ocean? What devotion are you? How deep is your love? Is it like nirvana? Hit me harder.
Singles, it's Erin, the Dating Advice Girl, here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How the heck are you today? How are you doing, single people? I ask you, how are you? I've got my Periscope people watching right now. Hey, Periscope people, how's it going? How's it going? So we are in the studio. This is going to be a really interesting show because I usually advocate, you know, positive things that empower all of us, you know, things that make us all, you know, hey, everybody on Periscope. And by the way, Periscope people, I will be answering your dating questions a little bit later. So get your questions ready, your dating questions, and I will be answering them on the show. Oh, yes. So back to my original point. So, you know, a lot of times I always encourage, you know, people to be super like, What's the word? Respectful of one another in the dating process. I never encourage negative stuff because that all comes back to you anyway. But listen, we're all in this together, okay? Great. Keep those questions ready, okay? There are people on Periscope saying, I have a book of questions. Like, I have a bunch of questions. So that's awesome. I will answer those in a little bit. But so there is one topic that I feel like you sometimes need to break the mold and respect yourself first. We always should respect yourself first. But the topic of ghosting. Can I hear an amen? I hate ghosting. Ghosting is not something I encourage people to do, but there are three situations that I feel like ghosting is sometimes a necessity, actually, okay? And again, I'm not someone who encourages people to be like disrespectful to each other and that kind of thing, but sometimes it's in your best interest to ghost, so to speak. What is ghosting, someone asked? Well, I'm so glad you asked. So, okay, ghosting. Ghosting is the phenomenon, basically, where you're dating somebody. Intimacy could have happened or not happened. But basically, things are going well. You think everything's going smooth. Nothing's weird. And then all of a sudden, that person you're dating totally goes away. As if they disappear like a ghost, right? That's ghosting. So basically just when someone like totally disappears from your life unexpectedly. So I don't encourage ghosting all the time. Yes, there you go. I don't encourage ghosting in most cases. Hey, Moscow, thanks for tuning in. But there are some cases where ghosting is acceptable. in my humble opinion, as the dating advice girl. Okay, real quick, I just want to say again, thanks to everyone who's listening and watching. I am a dating advice girl here at 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. Been a dating expert for 8 years here, and I like to give advice to empower singles, but also have fun doing it. So that's why this show is more fun, like ghosting. Haha, let's do it. Okay, so number one, let's just get right into it, okay? Number one, the number one reason that you feel like you might need to ghost, and that I approve, the stamp of approval, the dating advice girl stamp of approval, you get that approval to ghost, is if you feel threatened or unsafe. Now, right, okay, I think we all agree, right? You should not stay in a situation where you feel uncomfortable, unsafe, maybe someone has threatened you. Yeah, right, get it, toot it or boot it. That's awesome. So, right, so in those kind of situations, it would behoove you, it would be in your best interest to get out of there, okay? So, you know, maybe you're on a date with somebody, or maybe you've been dating somebody for a couple of months. They start making threatening remarks to you, or they start, like, criticizing you, or judging your lifestyle, or just who you are. They start being really critical of your appearance and that kind of thing. It might be best to get out of there. If anyone that you're dating starts to give you warning signs that they're like maybe gonna harm you or hurt you, or that they're threatening that, you know, if you leave me, I'm gonna hurt you, that kind of thing, we're talking about ghosting. Times, someone on Periscope said, what are we talking about? We're talking about times when ghosting is acceptable. If you feel like someone might be stalking you a little bit, if there's anything inappropriate that's being done to you by somebody else, and you feel like a normal conversation explanation isn't gonna work, or they're not gonna hear you, or they've proven that they aren't hearing what you're saying, and it's just they're right, and they're gonna keep bombarding you with things, get out of there, ghost. You have my permission to ghost and get out of there, okay? Number two reason where ghosting is awesome, okay? If your date or the person you're seeing asks you to leave them alone. And listen, I get it, right? Okay, so if your date is literally like, you know, you said something offensive to me, I'm really offended, it would be best if you just kind of, if we stop seeing each other, get out of my life, whatever, that is a great time to ghost. Again, there are some times when an explanation is great. I think most times communication is important. There are some times when people aren't going to hear what you're saying, and literally they're going to feel unsafe or be unhappy until you just leave them alone, okay? And they'll tell you. They will tell you if that's the case. If you've offended somebody, or if you, just basically if something's happened between you and someone and they can't get over it, and the best thing for them is if you ghost and disappear, make that happen and get out of there. Because again, I'm all for communication. That is my whole platform of what I do. But there are some times when it just might be better for people to just get out of there. Number three. Woo, that's two. Number three. You are unexpectedly relocating. So maybe there's something, maybe you got this amazing job, you know, in Europe, or, you know, maybe you're in Europe and you got an amazing job in the States, okay? If there's some unexpected way or reason that you have to go away, and there are feelings between you and your love interest, it might be a good idea to, again, have some sort of quick conversation or a text or something. But sometimes it's more hurtful to have a big explanation than to just be like, listen, I love you, or I love what's happening, but it's hurting me really bad to know that I can't see you anymore, or that I'm going away and I can't do long distance or whatever. So, again, three instances where ghosting is sort of acceptable. I mean, really, ghosting is really never really acceptable. But the number one for sure. Number one is totally, totally, Redskins, whatever. You can watch the Redskins and have your phone and watch. But thank you. I appreciate it. I'm a football fan too, so I get it. But if you feel threatened or unsafe, ghost, okay? Your date asks you to leave them alone, freaking just ghost and get out of there and stop, you know, don't harass them. Just accept what they're asking for and ghost and get out. Number three, you're unexpectedly relocating, and it might be better for both of you if you kind of just like end it, cut, you know, cold turkey, get out of there and ghost, okay? So again, not condoning ghosting, but sometimes, you know, things, you gotta do things to make things happen in life, right? And to kind of just make things just get out of there and just make things easier on yourself and the person you're dating, okay? So those of you watching, Periscope people, I am going to answer your dating questions after the break, so stay with me. The Periscope people are going to see the inner workings of the show behind the scenes. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back in just a sec.
I
another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right mint. For refreshment, it's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great man.
Double mint gum.
My friend John and I think the road rules. We've got lots of ideas on where to go. Unfortunately, we're a little low on bucks. I'm thinking we're going nowhere fast. Then John found out about this Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. We can go just about any place, anytime, and we only pay for one ticket. Two for the price of one. And there's no hassles, because we only have to buy our ticket 3 days before we go. So John, if you're listening, I got one thing to say. You the man.
The Greyhound 2-for-1 companion fare. Call now for details. Special conditions apply.
Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. So if you're just tuning in, I just gave you three reasons that ghosting is acceptable, although really it's not acceptable, but it can be sometimes, you know, if you're feeling threatened, if you're kind of threatening somebody else indirectly or directly, let's go ahead and say, or if you're relocating and it's just really hard to, you know, go through all that stuff and you just want to like get out of there, okay? Again, don't condone it usually, but there you go. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Okay, so Periscope people, I got some Periscope people watching the show right now, and I'm going to start answering some dating questions that I was emailed, but Periscope people, you have first dibs, so if you have a dating question, go ahead and ask me now. I will answer your questions first because you guys are live with me during this broadcast, and if you don't have dating questions, I'll go to the ones who that I've been emailed or asked on Twitter, okay? So Periscope people, it's up to you. In the meantime, I will start answering some dating questions from people who sent in some dating questions. Okay, so I had a question from a guy. Actually, if those of you watch me on Periscope a lot, you saw that I answered a dating question from a guy who was having trouble with matches online. So he said he's been on an online dating site for about 3 years, I believe he said. And he said that in those 3 years, he's never once been out on a date with his matches. I was shocked. That's honestly the longest amount of time I've ever heard someone being on a dating site and not actually meeting up with the person they're matching with or the people they're matching with. So I asked him, how many messages does he send back and forth to the people that he's matched with? And he basically said that it was something like 8 or 10 messages that are sent back and forth. And I said, no, that's the problem. You're ending up either in not even the friend zone at that point, because you're not even friends, but that you're becoming a pen pal at that point. So for those of you on online dating sites and dating apps, here is a quick way to not become a pen pal with the people you're matching with. Once you match up, I recommend sending maximum 2 messages back and forth. So 4 total, okay? That's you say hi, for example. You say hi, they say hi back. something, blah, 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 a more lengthy message to them. They send one back. And then someone needs to say, let's get together for coffee. Okay. At that point, after a couple messages have been sent back and forth, you can just get together and see each other face to face and see if you're going to be on the same page, if you want to date, all that kind of stuff. Because the thing is, when you're on an app or an online dating site, when you're sending messages back and forth, I guarantee there's like, especially for the girls out there, ladies get a lot of messages, okay? You know this, ladies. Ladies get, for the guys listening and for the ladies listening, ladies get a lot of messages. So if you're there just messaging back and forth, I guarantee there's somebody else trying to arrange a date while you're sending messages. So again, send one or two, send like maximum two messages each back and forth, then set up a time to meet in person and have a coffee or a cocktail, okay? Again, why coffee or cocktail? Because a coffee or cocktail literally can be a half hour. 45 minutes. You get in, you get out, you just get in to see that their face looks like the face that's on their profile, right? And then you get in there and you get out, and then you can make plans for another date. Or if the coffee or drinks are going amazingly well, you can just roll the coffee or drinks into another date, okay? Or into dinner or into lunch or into whatever the meal is after that, right? So So there you go. So again, if you're on an online dating site or a dating app site, don't wait too long to ask that person out face-to-face. Because again, plus you don't want to waste your time. Like, if you're starting to like catch feelings a little bit with somebody that you've matched with on a dating app or online dating site, you know, you want to make sure that person you're catching feelings for is really that person, right? And that you're really feeling that energy that you thought you were feeling on the site. You want to make sure you're feeling that feeling in person, the energy exchange, the eye contact, all of that stuff. You know, maybe their pictures they posted on the site that you met them on are like 10 years old. You don't know. So again, don't wait too long to meet up in person and see them face to face. Maximum two messages back and forth. Does anyone on Periscope have a dating question? Oh my God, this is ridiculous. Like, usually Periscope people have a million questions. And so I'm usually like, oh my God, too many questions. So Periscope people, if you have a question, give it to me. Give it to me. I'm going to move on to some other questions if you don't have any. Okay, so I actually got another question from somebody recently. I'm getting a lot of like polyamory open relationship questions lately. And I think it's just, you know, everyone's just trying to figure out what would work for them. And I mean, I think a lot of people maybe just don't want to feel pressured to commit, because there's been a lot of pressure in our society to like find one person, you know, after high school, college, and be with them forever, and that's it, okay? I think that we're all rethinking what would work best for us. By the way, has anyone seen Aziz Ansari's show, Master of One? Because that show is freaking hilarious, and he actually goes through a lot of the weird like dating dynamics in like, you know, modern times and stuff, and he actually has the book called, I think it's called Modern Love. Anyway, I'm not friends with Aziz Ansari, and he did not tell me to plug his book and his show, but they're both really awesome, and he brings up some really great points. Okay, Periscope people. So I'm going to say goodbye, Periscope people, because there's no one asking questions. But anyway, thanks so much for tuning in, Periscope people. I'll see you soon. Bye. So here's the deal. We're back here. Yeah, Periscope is interesting because, you know, those of you who don't know what Periscope is, it's basically like the live version of YouTube. And so a lot of times while I'm doing my show, I'll go on Periscope to actually see if people have dating questions there too. And sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. So today was one of those where they just wanted to see me talk about stuff, which is totally cool. All right. So I have a really, really great dating question here. Here we go. So here we go. So here's this from a single guy. He says, dear dating advice girl, I found a lot of pickup advice videos on the internet, and they all involve getting sexual and asking for sex pretty soon. But how does that work when your target is asexual? Okay. So I thought this was a really, really great question. This is a legitimate question as well. Okay. There's a lot of language in this question that maybe some of you aren't aware of or aren't sure what these things mean. So pickup advice. There is a community of men, usually men, some women experts, called pickup artists. And basically they give single people tips, usually guys, single guys who maybe aren't great with meeting usually women, and they basically ask these pickup artists for tips on how to meet women, sometimes have sex with women, basically get them over their nerves and get them talking and mingling with women, okay, generally with women. Usually it's a heterosexual scenario. That's what the pickup advice videos are that this single guy's talking about. They all say, it's interesting that he says that all these videos do say, they say get asked for sex pretty soon after meeting somebody, okay? That's some of the critics of pickup artists would say that's why we hate pickup artists, because they are all about just having sex with people and it's not about feelings or anything. I actually know some pickup artists. I don't think that's the case all of the time. I think that sometimes it can be that way, but not 100% of the time. And then what do you do when your target, in the pickup community, they call the person you're going after a target. So what do you do when your target is asexual? And we think we all know what asexual is. Someone who's without sexual feelings or sexuality, so to speak, or just isn't interested in possibly, you know, intimacy, making out in those ways that we are used to hearing about them. So again, let's read the question. Now that we've gone through the glossary of terms, I found a lot of pickup advice videos on the internet, and they all involve getting sexual and asking for sex pretty soon. But how does that work when your target is asexual? Thanks in advance, he says. Okay, so here's what I said to him, okay? And that's a lot. That is a lot. It's a big question. I say to him, in my experience, trying to get someone to do something they aren't into always backfires. Yes, some pickup artists will give tips to make a girl have sex with you, but ultimately that girl will have negative feelings about you after you've gotten what you want. I would suggest seeking out a girl who is down from the beginning, okay, down for sex or being intimate or that kind of thing from the beginning. There are plenty of girls who aren't asexual and might be a better fit for what you're looking for. I suspect that you are interested in someone in particular, so if you have more than just sexual feelings for her, pursue a dating relationship scenario beyond sex with her, okay? It doesn't have to be just about sex. He sounds like he wants sex with her, but if she's asexual, why force her to be sexual, okay? And I'm curious as to why he thinks she's asexual, unless maybe she said she is, but we don't know that information, okay? She may very well be asexual, but then again, she maybe just needs more time getting to know her potential sexual partners. There are a lot of girls and guys who just want to get to know the person before they are intimate with that person. You know, there's all kinds of people. There's not one type of person. I just said this earlier to a friend of mine. You know, we assume so many things. We assume, oh, this person doesn't want to have sex with me, so they must have a problem. Or, they, you know, that's not the case. Everyone operates in a different way, okay? Either way, don't pressure anyone or use tactics that might make someone feel powerless. Don't use tactics that might make someone feel powerless, okay? You'll always look like a bad guy in the end, no matter how convincing you are in the moment. Meaning, you'll always look like the bad guy if you pressure someone to do something they don't want to do, okay? So don't pressure anybody. If she's into it, she'll be into it. If she's not into it, she's not going to be into it. You make it known that you're interested in being intimate with her. Great. That's awesome. She knows what your deal is, and let her decide and go from there, okay? So there you go. I hope that's helpful. And, you know, I wouldn't say to the single guy, stop watching pickup artist videos, because there are, I've been a part of pickup artist workshops, and I was walking in there like, oh my god, this is gonna be awful and misogynistic and stuff. But honestly, a lot of the ones that I attended were more about, let's give these guys some self-confidence and give them the communication skills so that they're not terrified of approaching women. That was mainly what I got out of it. So again, I'm not saying don't watch pickup artist videos, but maybe diversify your viewing and don't just watch pickup artist videos. Maybe watch other relationship experts videos. And just a little plug for me, I actually have a dating workshop webinar coming out here soon. So, you know, watch, you know, if the pickup artist videos resonate with you, watch those, but then maybe watch something like my webinar coming out, or somebody else, doesn't have to be me, somebody else's a dating expert's dating tips that are more about dating and relating rather than just sex, okay? That's just my recommendation, just because, so then you'll have like a well-rounded view of what's happening, okay? All right, we have time for one more question. Here we go. Dear Dating Advice Girl, I'm newly single and just out of a 3-year relationship. Any tips for enjoying the single life in LA? Okay, so have fun with it. have fun being single, okay? For some reason, again, I say this all the time, but for some reason in Los Angeles and other cities, really, we get so caught up in the fact that, oh, there's got to be an objective to dating, and it's got to be like, I have this mission, and they've got to be perfect, like Prince Charming or Princess Charming, and, you know, all of these requirements and all these things. Really, you guys, I say this all the time, really all dating should be is a casual get-to-know-you session between two people, okay? So the first, we're talking early dates, like when you first meet somebody, you know, you're trying to get to know them, and, you know, they're awesome, and you're excited, and you're going to do something fun in an amazing city. That's all it should be. It shouldn't be this, oh, you know, I don't know, and oh my gosh, is this person the one on date number two? Like, no, just enjoy your time together. If it evolves into something like that, great. But that's my main tip for enjoying the single life in Los Angeles or anywhere, is just enjoy. Don't have an agenda. Don't have a specific timeline or time frame on the early dates, okay? Now, after months go by, you know, that kind of thing, of course you're going to start to think about, oh, I wonder, you know, is there a future here? You know, maybe, oh, I think I do have feelings for this person, or I really like this person, or I really am not into this person. But on the first few dates, just see it as you having a fun time with someone, okay? And if there's no chemistry or love match there, hopefully you had a good time, and hopefully you weren't so preoccupied by the end goal of marriage or relationship that you weren't able to have fun with this person that you're going out with, okay? So just go out. The other thing is, you know, for newly single people, go out with people who have similar interests and want to just explore your city and do fun things, okay? So if maybe you're in that mindset, maybe you're someone who's like, I just want to have fun, like, I don't want this to be too serious, and then you're meeting people who are super, super serious and have that agenda and that timeline, then it's up to you to weed those people out. They're not bad people, but you're not on the same page, it sounds like, if you're meeting people who are trying to husband or wife you on date number two, okay? So if that's the case, it's up to you. They're not going to say, oh, you're not into me, I'm going to walk away. It's up to you to be like, oh gosh, you know, this is really cool, it's been fun, but I don't know if we're on the same page, so, you know, but let's hang out sometimes as friends, or, you know, I think you're really great, but I don't think we're on the same page. You know, it can be hard to say that thing, but at least you're not beating around the bush and you're not leading anybody on, okay? I hate being led on, and I think a lot of people hate being led on. Even though it's hard to hear the truth, most people I know, most singles I've done workshops, you know, have come to my workshops and I've coached, prefer honesty in that way to being led on and being in a year-long relationship that meant nothing, okay? So there you go, single people. I hope you have an amazing, amazing rest of your day. Thanks so much for listening. We're wrapping up the show now. Thanks again for your support. Again, like I mentioned, a webinar is coming soon. I'm finishing editing it now, but it's going to be really great. A comprehensive guide for single people to help them in the dating process, in the early dating process. So look out for that. But until then, I am the Dating Advice Girl on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. I will see you soon. Happy dating, singles. Deep in your love.
Some old ghost town. I tried to believe in God and James Dean, but Hollywood sold out. Saw all of the saints lock up the gates I could not enter. Walked into the flames, called out your name, but there was no answer. And now I know my heart is a ghost town. My heart is a ghost town.